Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have reports and tips for you from Trent Hoff down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And then we have yet another interview talking summer fishing with pro angler and fishing guide Bro Brosdahl. And then lastly, some great summer fishing tips from pro angler Al Lindner. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Visit Hayward Power Sports online boat show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We carry London Tracker boats, Bennington and Sun Tracker pontoons, Sea-Doo personal watercraft, and all major outboards. Manufacturers have warned us that this year's supply will be limited, so we encourage you to check our selection out virtually, then come see us in person to get yours ordered today. After all, we don't want you to be left on the dock. Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77 or online at haywardpowersports.com.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu. And while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward.
Big fish stories come to life at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. The world's largest shrine to freshwater anglers boasts a 4.5-story tall walk-through muskie that's a half a city block long. It's like taking a peek into Granddad's old tackle box with thousands of mounted fish, antique outboard motors, and historical sport fishing artifacts. Stop in and take a chance on our 50-50 cash raffle. You could walk away with a pile of cash. See the big ones that didn't get away at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, Highway 27 and B in Hayward. Open daily,
including Sundays, through October 31st at 9:30 a.m. We're down at Hayward Bait and Bottle again this week talking to Trent Hoff. And what are you hearing as far as the fishing? Let's start with the panfish, crappies, for instance.
Well, you know, it's and in generalities, it seems that they're pretty much spawned out. There might be a few exceptions to the rule, but they've kind of already made their way back out to a little bit deeper water. We've been hearing on average about 6 to 10 feet of water on vegetation, if you can find vegetation. If that's sparse, they might even be out a little deeper than that suspended.
But in live bait bite though, or plastics yet?
You know, it seems to be a mixture of both. There's a lot of guys coming in and they got their favorite plastics that they're using. I know the Bobby Garlands have been a hot one this spring, summer. But as far as live bait goes, lots of crappie minnows and actually a lot of guys throwing leeches for them too yet.
Anything on bluegills? I don't know. Did they bed yet? Didn't they? What's going on?
It does seem to be that a lot of the smaller lakes have already kind of spawned or are on that late spawning phase. And a lot of your bigger, cooler bodies are about peaking or just coming into it in some areas. But the water temps have warmed up very quickly. And so we're probably going to see a little quicker spawn now, you know, a little bit later than what we anticipated on some species, but it's all happening pretty fast now.
How about walleyes? A lot of people want to go after walleyes, but that's kind of hard. We've been having some big bug hatches.
We have been having some good bug hatches lately. We just got over this cold snap, and it's definitely brought the mosquitoes and mayflies and the dragonflies. If you watch them, it's kind of like watching dog fighting. I mean, it's all over. So, you know, it seems to be a topwater bite is working really well on multiple species. But for the walleye in particular, leeches are really starting to come on strong. More and more people are starting to switch over to your crawler harnesses and Lindy rigs. But the crankbaits are still working good being casted or trolled over that fresh vegetation growth.
in bass fishing, smallmouth action has been really good.
It has been. You know, we've been seeing a lot of good reports and decent sized smallmouth actually being pulled out of the lakes and the rivers. So that's been just a joy for a lot of anglers.
You bet. Lastly, let's talk about pike and muskies. That's open. Muskies open now. Are you hearing any good reports?
Yeah, actually a lot of decent, you know, real nice, respectable 40s, low 40s to even high 40s. And it does seem to be more of a glide bait, jerk bait sort of presentation that's really enticing them. We've heard a few reports on bucktails, but definitely kind of more of that live bait action is what's getting them.
Yeah, I know pike especially, live bait seems to be a real good bet, but then also spinner baits and stuff.
Right, and I probably should have worded that a little better. Not to say that suckers are working really well on musky, but a lure with a, you know, that dying bait presentation is what seems to be really working. Pike, yeah, your larger sucker minnows, even dead bait can work really well for them. And there again, your jerk baits and things of that nature tend to be working a little better. Spinner baits, yeah, you can still pull a few, but it seems like they're just not really interested in them lately.
Yeah, smaller pike seem to be the ones in the weeds, and the bigger ones have moved deeper already.
Absolutely. You know, you can work them shorelines for bass and bluegill, and odds are you're probably going to get a few of those little hammer handles. If you do want to get into some of the bigger ones, yeah, get out to those weed edges, maybe 10, 15 feet, and some of the even bigger ones might even out deeper, 20 feet on the bottom.
You've been out fishing, I know, too. You like to go after largemouth. You know, that's always a good thing in the summertime for vacationers.
Absolutely. It's been just a barrel of fun. The topwater has been strong. Of course, a wacky rig is always a favorite. And you just got to, you know, match the color for the water and just hang on.
And let's talk about the store down here. You guys are geared up for summer. You got a lot of stuff in here.
We do. We've been fortunate. You know, we've got a lot of new product that came in this year, whether that's rods or tackle and reels. So it's really interesting to see, you know, as far as lures go, what tends to work maybe compared to some of the lures that have been around a lot longer. And you know, we usually try to have everything we can to suit your needs.
I know a lot of bass plastics for the guys that want to go out after largemouth. And lastly here, docks. You guys carry docks or lifts and stuff too?
We are a ShoreMaster dealer. So whether it be an aluminum frame or even a floating poly dock, we have quite a variety along with your boat lifts and stuff like that. So if you ever need anything along those lines, just come on in and talk to John Wagner.
You bet. Pretty much anything you need for the outdoors, you guys got it here.
We certainly try our best, yeah.
So thanks a lot.
Thank you, John.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take a break right now. Hear from some of the fine folks that bring this show to you every week. We come back, we've got a very interesting interview on summer fishing with pro angler and fishing guide Burl Burlsdahl. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and they've now expanded their selection of soft plastic bass and walleye baits. No matter what you're fishing for, at Hayward Bait and Bottle, you'll find everything you'll need for a successful season. And while you're there, in their bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. And also don't forget, now they carry ShoreMaster docks, lifts, and accessories at Hayward Bait and Bottle.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Visit Hayward Power Sports Online Boat Show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We carry London Tracker boats, Bennington and Sun Tracker pontoons, Sea-Doo personal watercraft, and all major outboards. Manufacturers have warned us that this year's supply will be limited, so we encourage you to check our selection out virtually, then come see us in person to get yours ordered today. After all, we don't want you to be left on the dock. Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77 or online at haywardpowersports.com.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment.
whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control. A day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides. Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors, and this part of tonight's show is brought to you by the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For more information on lodging and vacations here in the Hayward area, check out the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. Well, folks, you know, one of the people that I get on here quite often whenever I get a chance to talk to him in person or on the phone is pro angler and fishing guide from over northern Minnesota, Bro Brosdahl. And I had a chance the other night to talk to Bro in depth about summer walleye fishing.
Well, Bro, talking about, you know, that you mentioned summer tactics. Once we get into the summer and things start going, you've got tons of food and forage out there for these fish. You got everything that hatched out there, minnows and fry. And how do you try to offset that? I mean, whatever you're doing over there, it works everywhere for walleyes. How do you try to offset that fact you're competing with Mother Nature against all of the food and the forage out there?
Well, and here's the thing where we have the advantage. A lot of the minnows are shallow, and the walleyes in the clear lakes don't want to go there. They'll go there at night, and you can night fish them up in the shallows, but they're hanging out a little ways during the day off the bars. I've even seen them suspended off the bars. And where we have the advantage is we can go out there and get them, and we can offer them food when they don't dare go up and get the minnows. In some lakes, the walleyes are up shallow. The lakes that haven't been zebra mussels, and they're really abnormal lake water color and stain to them. But for the most part, you go by with a leech on, you're going to catch walleyes. You go by with a crawler on, you're going to catch them. And you jig with a shiner, you're going to catch them. Even crankbait bites starting to happen in the middle of the day. You know, you start throwing boards on, you could really put on a clinic there. A lot of people are using longer rods, just reeling them in, but I've done really well using boards and pulling the Northland Rumble Series Shiner, the Rumble Shiner, the Rumble Shad. You know, try some different colors, you know, but perch patterns always work, and, you know, a brighter perch pattern, more of a, like a hot steel and different stuff like that, but that's all been working. Plastics are starting to work, so it depends on what you want to fish for.
Well, Bro, you know, I know you spent some time fishing over in Wisconsin as well as up there in northern Minnesota. It's kind of universal no matter where you go. At some point here, we've already got the minnows and the fry and all that stuff hatched out, but at some point, we're going to have tons and tons of bug hatch going on in the lakes, and a lot of people really start to struggle at that point when the lakes get so forage rich. They really start to struggle. They blame it on mayfly hatch is the biggest one they blame it on, but it's a wide range of different things that these fish can feed on. When you get to that time of year, what can you tell people to try to combat that, to go out and still find some active fish?
Oh, absolutely. Well, one thing to remember is the bug hatch is going on right now. Our coronamids, they're midge flies, which are the bloodworms in the winter. Well, that's like a human being eating popcorn. You can eat popcorn until you're sick of it, but you're not going to be full. Well, when the big hexy mayflies come out, the big ones, those fill the fish up fast. And so those haven't come out. But the little midge flies actually create a crawler bite in all the lakes. Doesn't matter if it's a Great Lake. Doesn't matter if it's Wisconsin, Minnesota, Dakotas. When the midges are the little black flies, they come out of the water, they have no mouth, but all they do is splat on your boat. Those things drive the nightcrawler bite crazy. So load up on crawlers, I'm telling you, and get out there. And you could use a small spinner on there. You can use, if you're in waters that are infested with pike or small panfish, then you don't want to have a little spinner blade on there. Just want to drag a crawler and float it up a little bit, because a lot of these insects are trying to free themselves from their cocoon, their little caddis, and then they're trying to shed, and so they're moving up in the water column, and just move along and cover some water. You'll be surprised. And you know, as far as I know, night crawlers have always worked no matter where I've had tournaments in the FLW, National Walleye Tour, MWC, from Erie to the Dakotas, night crawlers always work, especially if you get the midges going up. But now when the big hexies or mayflies come out, which is going to be still a little bit of time, we need a little bit more heat, the water to get in the 70s, and let's hope that that doesn't happen till June.
And I know a lot of people, bro, they think and assume that these fish are feeding on, like, mayflies and that stuff when they get to the top of the water. But in reality, they're actually going after them when they're emerging from the bottom, and they're the wigglers down there, the larvae. And so, therefore, you know, timing becomes a big issue. I've noticed a lot of times a certain time of the day, if you can get on a place, an area where there's a hatch coming out of the bottom, you're going to have active fish on it, and they're active. You can catch them, but you got to be in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah. Near the muddy basins where the stuff's coming up, steep breaks that face the muddy basin really are just the way to go. The little bit of sash that's picked up by the wind is just going to have a conveyor belt of food coming towards the fish, and you know, you can see the seagulls, the ducks, everything just swimming along and eating these little midges, and they have to eat a whole lot of them. That's why the walleyes, perch, crappies, anything you catch, hold it away from your clothes. Otherwise, they're coughing up food, and they're letting food go, digested food. So it's they're definitely eating a lot. But like I was saying, popcorn does not make you full.
Right. Well, you know, the other thing, too, I've noticed over the, you know, now we're able to troll on a lot of lakes in northern Wisconsin that were no trolling lakes just a few years ago. We have line restrictions, which is very similar to Minnesota. You're allowed one line per angler over here, though, on some of these lakes, we're restricted to one line per angler with a maximum of three lines per boat, which is fine if you got three people in the boat. But sure. When you get into that summer period out there, I've noticed that the trolling becomes actually a very important thing that you need to learn how to do, because there's times when that trolling bite, you're looking for a responsive strike from fish when that lure comes zipping by, and you can cover a lot more water. So therefore, trolling is a very good option once you get into that summer period.
Absolutely. Trolling and you know, just flatline trolling behind the boat with braid or monofilament works really well. You could use boards, and just because you're using boards doesn't mean you have to use mono. You could use braid on a board, but match the line diameter. Just remember that all your trolling charts are based on 10-pound test diameter monofilament, so get braid that has the same diameter, and you're going to have the same dive charts with a little bit more of a pull because there's no stretch. So sometimes you can use 40-pound braid, and basically what that means is to get that diameter closer, because braid is so thin, and I'll get a more of a secure snap on the boards so that I can hook it on. But braid zips them good. It stings them and gets them hooked on good. But there is time that monofilament works a little bit better in really clear waters if you want to use it. And don't forget, during your trolling with crankbaits time, spinners on boards work really well. Even on complex lakes with a lot of humps and structure, it's those big turns that you make, wide turns, that catch suspended fish sometimes on lakes where people never knew that they suspended. And so just get out there and fish, and there's no wrong way to do it. I even, during the trolling times, showed a kid that was with his parents fishing with me in my boat that he could use his little Snoopy rod with a board. We let out 30 feet of line, flipped it on, and he had his own board on his line, and he loved it, watching walleyes hit on his Snoopy rod. And it was a real hoot, and it just goes to show you it's not rocket science. It's put the boards out and try it. You can watch a lot of videos on how to use planer boards, but don't make it complicated. Controlling, if you don't have dive charts, if you can, most your hardcore anglers do, but you know, if you're not one of those anglers that has all the trolling books, the digital books, just put it out. You start bouncing the bottom, reel it in a little bit. That's all you got to do.
The interesting thing I've found in the last few years now is that I went to this precision trolling app, which you can get for your phone, which doesn't cost you anything, and it comes with one lure, the Berkley number 7 Flicker Shad, and you can add a handful of lures for $20, $25. But, you know, I know over by you they use a lot of lead core, and I troll some lead core too, but this... In this thing, there's some lures they run with this new 50+2 system where you're letting out 50, putting your lure in, letting 50 foot of line out, clipping a 2 ounce snap weight on, and then letting the balance of the line out that the app tells you. And I'm finding out that I can run some of these crankbaits for real precision right in that area where the thermal cline is, where I got a lot of fish stacked up in the summertime, and I'm catching crappies, I'm catching panfish, I'm catching walleyes, even northern pike by doing this in there. But that's a pretty easy system. So, but there's more than that. There's lead core. There's a lot of different ways of getting precision control, trying to get that lure down exactly where you want it, because that's a real important thing.
Oh, absolutely. And it wasn't that many years ago. It was before the FLW went to the Missouri River, that 8 ounce snap weights started coming into vogue and were showing up at all the shops around here. And well, there's people using them not just in deep water, but they wanted their bait right there, right now. And you just drop it down, and it puts any bait right there. And I like not having to reel the fish a long ways. Your fish comes up a little wild, but they don't have to worry about drowning them as much. And but I've had to, in the past, I had to make snap weights, and now you can pick them up just about anywhere.
You bet.
They work really well, and I'd rather use a snap weight than lead core, actually, because, you know, what do you want to reel in? That, you know, 150, 200 feet of line, or do you want to reel in 40 feet of line? So it's just such a simple way to go, but it doesn't work everywhere. And just remember, there's a time and a place for every presentation.
Interesting information there, bro. I want to thank you for taking the time to share some of this stuff with our listeners here.
Absolutely. You guys have a great time fishing there, and just give me a shout if you want to get out sometime. I'm booking stuff for fall, and thanks for having me.
Well, you know, that was interesting, and bro always has some great information on walleye fishing, no matter where you fish for them. But, you know, right now we need to take a break and hear from some of the fine folks that make this show possible every week. When we come back, we've got even more fishing tips for you, so stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Carlson Motorsports is Hayward's newest auto dealership. If you're looking for a used vehicle or automotive service, stop in. And they also carry the all-aluminum cargo trailers from Trophy and the unique Lake Lounger combination pontoon dock system. Carlson Motorsports is located just north of the intersection of Highway 63 and 77 on Windrose Lane. Give them a call today at 715-634-1347. Are you in need of marine service? If so, call Earl's Marine, located on County K between the Big Lakes. Earl's Marine is a local Johnson Avenue authorized sales and service representative. Need a boat or a pontoon for a few days? Just call for rental information. Since 1966, Earl's Marine has provided outstanding marine service to this area. For outstanding service, open 7 days a week for sales with a mechanic on duty Monday through Friday. Call Earl's Marine today at 715-634-4783.
Pet owners, if there's a word better than inexpensive, it's free. Hayward Animal Hospital has always offered a free wellness exam with the vaccination of your pet. Your cat or dog will be given the highest quality and most comprehensive vaccines available to ensure continued protection against a variety of diseases with no hidden exam fees. The next time your pet needs vaccinations, consider a free wellness exam and Dr. Ostrander's over 30 years of experience. Hayward Animal Hospital is located on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And folks, on this week's show, we've got some great summer smallmouth bass tips for you from pro angler Al Lindner. Al, you know, when it comes to summer fishing, there is so many things out there for fish to eat. And that's when it seems like everybody's looking for a guide because they can't catch fish. What kind of tips can you give people that go out and catch? Let's start with walleye.
Well, the first tip, you just said it. If you're having a problem and you're vacationing in an area and you're going to be there for a week, the best money you can invest is get yourself a guide to start with. And I'm right. Saying go get a guide for half a day or something. Get a pulse of the lake you're on. And that's what they're there for. They'll point you in the right direction. And that's the best money you could start with to start. Also, on these lakes, so many of these lakes right now, we're getting these hot, calm, sunny days. You know, spend your time in the afternoon be a tourist, run into town, dink around a little bit, but fish that morning bite, fish that late evening. Yeah, you know, do 3 hours in the afternoon, make sure you go into dark, because it'll be a really good, I don't care if you're fishing the walleyes, the skis, a bass, whatever you're going to chase. Yeah, you know, and that morning bite is really good too. The daytime, it can get a little bit tough. There's no question. There's some fish you can catch. You can catch fish, but the real bite, the accelerated bite where you're on, is going to be early and late.
Do you think that sometimes maybe relying on things that trip their trigger a little bit more?
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, we get enough weather. We live up north here. We're in rarely do we see the exact same weather pattern hold for like 4 days. It's almost unheard of.
Right.
Yeah, you know, we get these weather pattern changes like this, and it triggers fish. Yeah, you know, it triggers the bite, a weather pit. And by that, I'm not only talking a frontal condition. We're talking calm to windy, or even windy to calm. You know, any kind of extreme weather change. Naturally, wind helps accelerate the bite. But there's plenty of fish, even in calm weather, if you happen to be going for smallmouth bass. I'll use that as an example. They happen to like it calm. Yeah, you know, they like calm. And you grab a topwater this time of the year. If you got smallmouth in your lake, start throwing it around on those shallow water rocks. If you want to fish in the middle of the day, they'll go. The walleyes will be off. The muskies might not want to show themselves for a while, but a smallmouth will. They like to play.
Also, do you think that when you've got so much natural forage in a lake, do you sometimes better off to throw something artificial that gets a reactive strike to it?
Yeah, in different colors of reaction, but you know, it's filled with all the hatches. The perch are hatched, all of the fry are out there, everything is spawned. You got clouds and clouds and clouds of bait out there, and these fish know that. They get something different, you're right on, something completely different, inclusive of a color. If you were to tell all of us that enjoyed musky fishing 15 years ago, if you were to show them the colors of the baits that we're throwing today, whether it's in bucktails or rubber or hard baits, and show them these are the colors that are working, they would have laughed you out of the store. And they would have strung you up. He's lost it. He's going nuts. And there's no way. You look at these colors, it's amazing what these fish are biting. It is something really different and something that they haven't, and especially musky. The colors that are catching and producing these fish are astounding to me, that what we look at.
You bet. And musky fishing is actually better than it's ever been, I think.
For numbers of fish, yeah. We got, and big fish.
Now, I know one of your favorite species of fish, as is mine, besides muskies, is smallmouth bass.
Yeah.
Get into summer smallmouth. What changes out there as far as how to go catching it?
Well, I'll tell you, personally, for me, what I like about summer is if the weather is like fairly calm, hot, a little bit muggy, and it's smallmouth like topwater baits. They really do. And a bite can be really, really good. They like to eat a topwater lure. And in a lot of the lakes, like in Wisconsin here, here's a lot of these lakes, those fish don't go real deep. Some lakes they do. You know, the real clear, right, deep lake, different story. But in a lot of these darker stained water lakes, these fish are, you know, most of the time they're in 8 feet of water or less, those big smallmouth. You know, and they'll eat a topwater bait, they'll eat a jerk bait all the time, gets their attention. Yeah, you know, you get a hot colored jerk bait, a swim in a grub, a tube. Yeah, you know, we'll get you a bit. These are mainstays, a 4-inch wacky worm. Mm-hmm. We'll catch them.
You think that because they're eating that stuff close to the surface is because they're used to just kind of into eating bugs and stuff that are up in that upper?
Well, that's what's happening right now. You know, you know, you get out on a lake, you got all of these hatches, you got the mayfly hatches.
Ooh, terrible.
And then and they're all over. And then the dragonflies, when you start seeing those dragonflies, that's the biggest indicator for me. When them dragonflies are out, I'm putting a popper on a rod.
Yep.
It's going to be with me, baby. I start seeing dragonflies, I start getting nervous. That means that the fish are off the spawn, they're into post-spawn, and they're starting to feed up, and they feed up a lot, especially the month of June, where we got all these hatches going on.
How about a little bit earlier in the day? You still use that top water, or would you go to like a stick bait?
I'd use both. When I'm talking smallmouth, I'm throwing both. They're both on the deck, man. Along with a grub and a tube.
And sometimes I know you throw some pretty wild colors too on them.
Yeah, the smallies really like it. You know, and really hot colors. Yeah, you know, they like it. There's no question in my mind. They like it.
I mean, Al, it's been interesting talking to you. I don't get a chance to see you very often.
I know. But yeah, you know, it's good to touch base with you again. It's kind of fun to get over here and talk to a lot of the old guard.
You bet. Well, thanks, Al.
My pleasure.
Well, folks, and we're just about out of time for this week's show. I'd like to remind everyone that if you miss a show, you can always go to our website at wnoradio.net, and from there you can link through to our podcast site, and the show is also on Spotify and Google Podcasts every week. And also, if you're looking for information on vacationing and staying here in the Hayward area, check out the Hayward Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. or other time, folks. And thanks for listening. We'll be back again next week with another interesting show for you.
Listen with me. I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.